Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Eric bringing us back. Welcome back to 17 to the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for The Third Ingredient, with a number three, is thethirdingredient.com. Check those out. They're available on Amazon. Ray Keating is our guest. His books are on Amazon, too. The Pastor Stephen Grant series of novels. Nine of them now. Ray?
Eight full novels. Eight. The latest one is Reagan Country, and then there's a new short story. So officially,
right.
The new short story is called Heroes and Villains.
It's amazing, folks. He's cranking them out, and they're all great. I encourage you to check them out. Pastor Stephen Grant novels, and they're all available on Amazon, right?
They are, and don't forget about our my last business book, Unleashing Small Business through IP, the role
there
of intellectual property in
Thank
driving
you.
Entrepreneurship innovation. And investment.
So thanks for reminding me about that. So we're talking about the Supreme Court. Big day yesterday, folks. Anthony Kennedy retired, giving President Trump the opportunity to appoint a second. I mean, most presidents, if they get to appoint two Supreme Court justices in an 8-year tenure, they've had a good 8 years. But Trump's going to get to do two in 2 years. That's astonishing. And so that's good. It's good news as far as I'm concerned. The other thing, the only thing would have been better would have been if Ruth Bader Ginsburg had retired. But the other thing that happened was this union case, Ray. This is a big deal. This is not one of the reasons, main reasons I wanted you on. Tell the audience what happened yesterday on this case.
Right. In Janus versus AFSCME, 5-4 majority. Basically,
including Kennedy.
That,
Kennedy ruled in the majority.
Yep, and essentially it said that government employees can't be forced to pay agency fees to support collective bargaining unions that they don't want to join and have no interest in being a part of and disagree with. So these agency fees and the case focuses on the state of Illinois, but obviously it has its national implications.
Right.
Obviously. But so this is a case where, this gentleman, Mr. Janus, was charged for, the union's lobbying and advertising and conventions and all the other things they do. He disagreed with that. And this was a decision in favor of free speech, bottom line.
Right.
That's
right.
The good news, protecting free speech. And stopping, the various analysis has been spot on. The worst kind of infringement upon free speech is when you are coerced to do something, to support something, to say something that you disagree with. And that's what the case was here, and the court rightfully reversed, themselves from, I think, 40
even
years
even
ago.
Even if it was just your money that went toward speech,
sure,
that you didn't agree with, that was a big part of this. So this has wide-ranging implications, though, doesn't it, Ray? Talk to us about that.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Well, labor unions, there are two things that go on, well, really three things go on with labor unions today. First off, in the private sector, you have to look at, if your business becomes unionized, what is that going to mean in terms of, well, quite frankly, lost productivity and a whole host of things. But interestingly, in the private sector, unions have become less and less relevant. I mean, their
right.
membership is
they're down to about
plummeting.
5 or 6% across the country.
Yeah, about 6.5% of private sector workers.
When I was a kid, they were 30%. Now they're 5 or 6%.
Yeah. I mean, back in the early 70s, it was 25%. So in the private sector, now as membership of but in the private sector and in the public sector,
government
labor
police.
Unions are very active in terms of politics and policy. And just to give you an idea, 6.5% in the private sector, but it's roughly 34-35%
mm-hmm.
in the public sector that are labor union members.
Does that include teachers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and it varies big time by state. I think last time I looked at the numbers, I think North Carolina has the lowest percentage of government workers that are labor union members, and of course New York State has the highest percentage.
But now think about this, folks. So this ruling will allow someone to opt. They have to opt into the union. They can't
right.
be
not
put
only
in
that they have to opt in. They have to right. They have to clear as the majority said. The employees have to, quote, clearly and affirmatively consent before any money is taken from them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
so
the court, the majority was wise in doing that to cut off, you know, all sorts of shenanigans.
This is essentially making the country a right-to-work country with regard to government employees, isn't it?
Right. And
we know, right-to-work states, folks, the ruling basically was the same thing as when a state chooses to be a right-to-work state where you can't be made to join a union if you don't want to. This is the same thing on a national, federal, state employee basis.
Right, and I think, you know, again, number one is a constitutional principle. It's all about free speech. And then number two, we can talk, as we're doing now, we talk about the policy principles. And this has very interesting implications for
let's talk about the policies in the next segment. I want to make sure, folks, that you understand. So what this is going to do is this is going to certainly lower the ranks of union members in government, teachers included, number one, and number two, lower the pocketbooks, the purses, the bank accounts of the unions, because they're not going to collect as much money, and we know what they do with that money. Most of that money goes to support a certain side of the political spectrum. And so that won't be happening as much. And that kind of implication and others is what Ray's going to talk about with us on the other side of this break. SBEcouncil.org, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. He's the chief economist there. And he and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.